Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hour number five, the final hour. It's the power hour, baby, of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football and Texas Rangers baseball. DK Metcalf suspended 2 games for the fan altercation. If you missed that earlier Cowboy news, well, Ryan Flannoy's okay. He might be able to play on Thursday. We'll monitor that situation.
That's what I've been told.
Let's go. Overshown, trying to work back from that concussion. Shoddy did not rule him out, but did say it'll be a short week. So they're looking ahead to that Thursday game on Christmas Day, 9 a.m. pregame right here on The Fan. Of course, kickoff will be at noon, and the text lighting up. Man, Anderson Silva actually 50 years old. He's 50! Holy moly! Even more impressive and more embarrassing for one, Tyrone Woodley. Wolchuk, Chiafalo, Broadus, Alexander, Freeman, I think, is just taking off. It looks like Carter was getting ready.
He's got the backpack on. So.
Okay. Well, Wednesday's going to be his last day. We can have a party, and maybe we'll pop Carter on, say his goodbyes. I think Fan University on Saturday, he might have gotten a little emotional. That's been a fantastic show. I think they're going to miss Carter on that show.
Is he not going to be on that thing anymore?
I don't believe so.
He's done. It's over.
Forever.
Really?
Maybe he can circle back.
Maybe next fall.
Well,
we'll get ready to party again on FanU.
I'm getting ready to leave DallasCowboys.com.
You've said that.
Wow, breaking news.
You've announced on Love of the Star, by the way. Make sure you're checking out new episodes of Love of the Star. And shout out to the on-time experts.
And what's going on? So what does that mean for draft show purposes?
You're not doing the draft show?
I'm not doing the draft show.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to do a show with Zach Wolchuk and Aisha Morrison called The Stack.
The Stack?
Wow.
The Stack's a sick name, dude.
Yeah.
Crown Global Media, The Woolly Bully, yeah. The Stack. Draft season just got that much sexier.
Yeah. Crank this
wow,
baby
that's exciting.
Up.
Boys.
Excited about that, yeah.
I'm pumped. That's going to be fun. Do like working. Of course, I love working with you and Aisha. I thought Aisha was a big loss for us last year on the draft show.
It'll be a good crew over there on the draft show, though. I'm sure that Derek and them will put together. I know Vach and I'll still be doing our shows, and then we'll have the Stack after that. So a couple things, couple shows for you there. Draft related.
Stacking them up.
We're stacking
baby.
It, baby. We're stacking it. We're drafting it and we're stacking it. All right, let's relive a 9-hour Cowboys game day. And this is going to feature pregame, in-game, and postgame because we had some moments. We certainly did. And we needed it because this is basically like a preseason game now. That's what it feels like going into these games. Preseason mode. It's kind of how it was. Let's do it with a little two guys, one booth.
Sounds great, fellas. Man. This is the third to last two guys, one booth that we're going to get for the season.
What?
It's really, really disappointing.
Can we just do them for fun in the offseason?
Maybe we could. Maybe we could find a way.
Let's go back
AI,
and do some
AI Brad and Babe and just make crap up of their offseason.
Yeah. I think that'd be a blast.
We could probably make that happen. Brad Sham live from Wrigley Field eating some hot dogs and
getting a Wrigley dog
in his favorite sport.
Doing the 9-9 challenge. Or 999.
999 challenge with Brad Sham would be incredible.
Should we try that as a minor league game?
Yes, we absolutely should. That's a great idea.
Why do we have to go to a minor league game to do it? Why can't we do it on the big stage?
Well, because we're just there
because
already.
We have a day.
Oh, are you talking about spring in
training.
Surprise? Oh, spring
yeah,
training
the
game.
Spring
okay.
training game. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Wow, all right. Can we do it with brats, though?
Oh, I love. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather do it with brats than just your run-of-the-mill dog.
If we have to, Princess, we'll do it with brats.
All right,
I'm not
going to
turn down a brat.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to turn down a brat?
Nobody's turning down brats.
Either
not a
that,
single
we need
person.
To say, we can drink another half gallon of vodka.
I did enjoy that.
A five-hour
brought
show.
Us, brought us with a heavy pour. Transfusions, man.
Brian gets to surprise. He just turns into an alcoholic.
Like, I know. One day are we getting hammered, boys?
Yeah, he can't wait. He's like, man, I don't drink often, but when I do, I go in the bag and embarrass myself at dinner with Matt Hicks and Eric Nadell. All right, here we go. The first two are a little bit embarrassing for me. The first one, not as much. The second one, absolutely. But we'll start with Brad Sham here. We are in the pregame show, and he just, I don't know, is he doing this intentionally with my last name?
There are some guys, the answer to your question is yes. Then I would flip it on you and say, besides two or three guys that I named, who else do you have in mind that you would like to see play who's not playing?
Well, I think I need to see something about Mingo, and I think they're going that route. Is what they're doing.
You think you need to see that?
I'd like to, because to me, remember how...
Here's what I wish right now. I wish the world could see Eric Tiafolo's face.
Eric Tiafolo's face.
Yeah, I feel like he's too buttoned up to be doing that on accident. You
That's
know?
Incredible.
Which is fine. It's a little subtle ways to sun me, and it's warranted. It's fair.
That
I eat
fantastic.
All his sushi. You know what I mean? And I ask him bad questions.
It is funny that Brian and I will leave after we're done with the halftime, and we've taken a little sample, and here comes Blake, Fred, Eric. What's left, guys?
You guys ball sacked me yesterday.
What's left?
No more chicken tenders. I was like,
I walked out of there.
It's like the biggest tray of chicken tendies ever.
And
they're good tenders,
they're
man.
Really good.
Yeah, I was walking down the hall, and I'm like, hey, guys, no more food. I'm sorry. The chicken tenders are all gone.
I was like,
you
damn.
Guys kept going. Like,
yeah, I'm still going to see this for myself.
Yeah, I got to get eyes on this. Let me catch you these walks.
It was the last home. It was the finale. Yeah. It was like, why would I not take the extra 30 seconds just to confirm with my own eyes that there's no more sushi, no more tendies? Of course, there was plenty of both. And man, it was delicious.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty damn good. They do it right there at AT&T Stadium. Sad we won't be going back for some playoff football. Or will we?
Oh, damn you.
Yeah.
It's a Week 16 playoff party, or pregame party, not playoff party, son of a gun. unfortunately, the playoffs are...
Chargers.
For the Chargers, they're going to be having a playoff party, sitting at 10-4, Cowboys 6-7-1.
Man, you got my hopes up for a second. I thought maybe I'd lived in a nightmare that the Eagles did actually beat the Commanders.
It was a nightmare for me.
Maybe they lost.
Like, things have been going relatively smooth. And then there I go into the Dallas Cowboys radio network, and I ball sack the audience with, this is a playoff party. Like, how many people were driving in and kind of perked up a little bit, like, wait, is there still a chance? No, of course there's not. I'm a schmo, and
no
I'm sorry.
No wonder they lost.
All right, here we go. We have a visor situation that needs to be addressed.
Cowboys are going to get their center back, yes?
Yeah, Cooper Beebe will be back after getting poked in the left eye. When he goes back out on the field, he'll be wearing a visor.
Okay, not a ball cap, but a visor.
Not a ball cap.
That's pretty good.
There you go, Brad.
That's pretty good.
I think that is pretty strong.
Yeah. That is strong, quick.
Shout out to Kevin Walker for pulling these, man. K-Walk doing an excellent job for us.
Oh, this was a khaki special?
Khaki Kevin
Knight. Of course, he couldn't wait, man. When he heard me say playoff party, he was like, all right, it's going to be a good day.
Make sure we snag that one. All right, let's get to Toby Keith making an appearance here.
Five-step dropping. There's a hole up the middle. He breaks a tackle. He runs across the 35 to the 33 for a first down and slides down. And Prescott said, I may not be able to. Little Toby Keith song. I'm not as good as I once was, and I'm as good once as I ever was.
That's a good reference.
Nice job,
right there.
Brad.
That's a good reference.
He nailed it.
R.I.P.
He had his fastball working
That could have been disastrous. He could have messed that up. It could have been very George Bush-like.
Yeah, nothing worse than trying to tee up the line and then you fumble fart it. Yeah. But he didn't. He was locked in.
Been there.
All right, here we go. We asked the question, would you like to build a house?
And Herbert back and sets and got all day. What would you like to do? Build a house? Throws the ball down to the 30. Ball is caught.
Cynical Brad is my favorite, Brad.
Man, he was getting so frustrated with the lack of pressure. It was incredible.
Man, Justin Herbert having all day.
All day.
I mean, it really is picture perfect when that dude is slinging it at that size. Mm-hmm. And just, it's a different level
I asked Babe, I was like, how many yards do you think you could throw right now on this defense? He's like, I'd probably put up close to 300.
Yeah. It was fun, too, you know, in the pregame show getting to talk with Drew Brees.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, really, both guests. Daniel Jeremiah was fantastic.
Yes.
And then Drew Brees was awesome.
Yeah,
and I didn't hear the call, obviously. We were at the game, but sounded like he had a good call.
I mean, I would like to think he would be good at that job. I don't see why he wouldn't be. And the answers and stuff that he was giving us, like the actual interview, like he was a star in that. Yeah. And I asked him if he'd rather have the size of Justin Herbert or like the speed of a Jaden Daniels, Michael Vick, and he went with the speed all day. He's like, man, I figured out how to play at 6 feet tall. I don't need to worry about that.
He proved that he could throw for 80,000 yards being his height. So why not be fast doing
it? It's like how many times did he throw a ball where he didn't actually see where he was throwing?
I bet a bunch.
It's just the timing was perfect.
He was holding it down for the short kings out there. All right, let's keep this thing rolling. Thanks for nothing.
Go to Christy Scales with an injury update.
Yeah, linebacker Jamarvion Overshown in the blue medical tent undergoing a cognitive evaluation. That earlier tackle, he took the brunt of it, helmet-to-helmet hit.
Thank you for nothing.
Man.
It's pretty good.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. We have, I believe this is some type of shout out for an LSU Tiger here, Broadus.
Okay.
And gets help. That was just one big Austin Deculus. Again, the third or fourth left tackle, depending, from LSU. They got him in a trade earlier this year from the Texans. And it's all on you now.
Man.
He sounds like, that Deculus sounds like it should be a medical implement or something like that.
Or something I saw in Gladiator. Give us Deculus.
I was going to say, some Greek, yeah, all right.
It's so bad, though. I saw him play all his LSU career, and it was just like he might as well had a welcome mat on his chest.
Oh, no.
And yesterday, and then I'm watching the tape, and he's just blocking.
Yeah, can't get off, right?
He's blocking Ezeraku. He's blocking, you know.
Here's Sam Williams. No.
Yeah, Sam Williams.
James Houston.
It didn't matter. He's just, you know, the guy can't. Guy had so many problems throughout his college career. He gets traded, like I said, and blocking your guys like it's nothing.
Yeah, he's a six-round pick from 2022. He is 6'5", 321 pounds. He's an absolute animal.
Can't move a lick, though. Really, he's one of the most slow-footed guys you'll ever see.
It's the ultimate confidence booster game for anybody. Quarterbacks.
It's sad. It really is sad that they and even when they create opportunity, get guys, they can't finish. They can't finish. I've never seen a defense that just doesn't get pressure on compromised players, and when they do get pressure, can't finish.
Mm.
It's why you're doing what you're doing.
Awful. All right, let's keep this thing rolling because Brad's got more musical terms here thrown out.
John Landau once famously wrote when he saw Bruce Springsteen, when Springsteen was not Bruce Springsteen, "I have seen the future of rock and roll, and his name is Bruce Springsteen."
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe our left tackle, we have seen the future.
I don't know that they made this move. They did it because Guyton was hurt, but I don't know if this is just for today.
Wow.
It did seem like that postgame, that there was just, everyone just kind of felt, okay, well, I guess Tyler Smith's your left tackle now. Like, this is, why are we making this move now all of a sudden? I get it to survive the game.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's, he's moving permanently. I mean, even Nick Harris yesterday said the contract, and I've seen a lot of stuff with the contract, right, because he's the highest paid guard in football, and some people, you know, they're alluding to, okay, well, now you wait till you get that deal done so you don't have to pay him as much as a tackle. But apparently, according to Nick, this was negotiated, his deal, with the idea that they might possibly move him to tackle at some point.
I kind of feel like this is a situation where they might not trust the health of Guyton going forwards.
It's understandable. He hasn't
been. Like, Guyton would be, you love for Guyton to have played 30, 40 some odd games by now, and then you'd be able to evaluate him and say, hey, we've got a guy. But, you know, he made improvement from last year to this year.
He did.
But the fact that he hasn't been able to play, this might be because of that. They're admitting that, like, Guyton might not be a guy that can stay healthy for an entire season, and they need somebody that can.
Mm. Yeah, let's just go ahead and sign Tyler Linderbaum. And maybe they've gotten over the short arms thing.
I'll just shuffle the decks entirely.
Kick my guy Cooper Beebe to left guard where he can be an all-pro like Tyler Smith was, and then Tyler will play left tackle.
It's amazing.
Locked and loaded.
Now we're playing Mike McCarthy fantasy football.
Come on, like Mike knew what he was talking about. Mm.
That's a good point. All right, let's see if Brad and Babe know what they're talking about here in this next clip.
Third and about six, and Donovan Wilson is shaken up. This is the last Cowboys game of the year here at AT&T Stadium, but it's not the last game because the Cotton Bowl will be here a week from Wednesday on New Year's Eve. Miami?
Say that again.
Miami was Somehow A&M was thought to have been scheduled for that game. Didn't work out.
It did not work out.
Certainly did not work out. Now I'm going to try and find a way to get in the building for that.
Did your lady get back to you?
I don't believe she's gotten back to me yet, but okay. I'm sure she's got a lot going on. You know, she's got a lot on her plate right now.
Okay.
Well, but I have confidence that hopefully
she will. Amy's good. Amy's good gal.
I believe in her. I mean, she got Wolchuk there. I mean, how hammered was Wolchuk 3 years ago at the Texas game?
I didn't do anything about it. That was all Brian. I just showed up.
Yeah.
And I chaperoned Bennett.
We chaperoned
each other.
Yeah. I think Bennett was chaperoning you.
It's funny because Bennett goes.
No, Bennett held his own.
Bennett's kind of like, gosh, Wolchuk can sure drink.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Bennett was out pre-gaming and then waddled in, and him and I, we had a great time. It was an awesome game that day. But yeah, the Miami-Ohio State rematch that 2002 Natty that Miami's still pissed about.
Was that the one where we lost the running back in that game?
Willis McGahee.
McGahee lost his knee that day.
That pass interference at the end of the game. Mm. They still haven't forgotten about it. All right, we got some anger here on the broadcast now.
Someone
didn't do the right thing.
And he looked up and he was so frustrated and shrugged his shoulder, you could almost hear him say, "What the hell are you doing?"
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I think that was Herbert on a particular play.
There's a lot of that going on.
One play that he was perturbed. Mm. All right, we'll close it down with a post-game interaction where I don't think Wolchuk was trying to be disrespectful, but Brad Sham took it a different way.
Oops. And now joined by the legendary voice of your Cowboys, the great Brad Sham. And Brad, I guess that was an offensive highlight for the Chargers, so we can start with the defense. And I know you were very frustrated with the lack of pass rush, and you made that very known. I don't know, and you've seen way more than most people have ever lived. Can you recall a lack of pass? Well, I mean, what, 45 years?
47.
47. Mm. A lack of pass rush.
Are you suggesting that most of the population is younger than 47?
No. Well, I mean, no.
No, but yes.
You're not that old, Brad. You still look like a spring chicken, okay?
I'm not that young. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not dead yet. Yeah.
He's just not going to let you get away with it,
like,
man.
Oh, gosh. God, I'm so sorry. I didn't say what I wanted to say
there. It's a fun challenge every week.
It is.
Trying to word things the exact appropriate way to just get a run-of-the-mill, straight-up answer.
Mm.
And it's not easy to do. I tell you what, I am looking forward to Brad's conversation tonight with the long snapper.
Got a long snapper in the building, huh?
My gosh. We sure do. Old Siege.
Siege?
Yeah. Isn't that what it is? Trent Siege?
Sieg?
Oh, it's Sieg?
Yeah, I think it's Sieg.
Okay. Well,
I think you nailed it.
We'll find out together.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. It's 7 o'clock. Brad Sham.
S-E-I-G?
It's going to be an award-winning conversation.
Siege is what you were saying?
I said Siege. I did. And, of course, Brad will correct me if I'm wrong.
He, don't worry about it. He gets your name right.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate Chiafalo.
That's right.
All right, there it is.
Two guys,
one booth.
And we have two more wonderful installments.
I can't wait.
For the remainder of the season. I'm excited about that. Do you think we're going to get Stephen Jones on Friday, day after Christmas?
Sure. I think that you might.
Yeah, absolutely.
He usually does the day after. Well,
I know Shoddy's punting on the day after Christmas with Sean and RJ.
It's a good question. I know usually
maybe how the game plays out will dictate.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're still on track to go 500 and have their parade, parade.
Steven will text. He goes, "I got 4 minutes with you guys."
He'll float. Yeah. He'll float the day after Thanksgiving, so he might float this one too.
All right, we got a sports hodgepodge coming up next featuring college football sounds of the day. What happened to Johnny Football and the biggest ball sack of the weekend next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Nation. Here we go. Let's get you a sports hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in on a Monday where, of course, the Cowboys take a big fat L, and now we start to pick up the pieces and look towards the future here a little bit. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it's time for this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. You rude motherfucker.
Ooh, oh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
a little shock jack stuff.
There's a red panda sighting in Indianapolis.
What?
Is she going to be doing a football turf performance tonight? I just saw, yeah, Mina Kimes, who is a part of the Monday Night Football crew. She's taking a photo with Red Panda, and she looks like she's got her game day outfit. She's holding all her bowls. Perhaps she's going to be riding around on the unicycle.
Let's do it.
I think falling onto the turf would be a better landing. Maybe they roll out some type of different
floor. Yeah, they could put some floor on there.
For her to roll around on.
Oh, she's probably going to have some type of floor to be rolling around on. She's not going to be rolling around on the turf.
Yeah, I mean, they can sit up full on.
I mean, I think she's good enough to roll around on just about any surface.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of the Jim Morrison song.
Go ahead.
This is the end. My only friend.
You
end.
Are such a bleep hole. This is not the end, okay? The fall that she took last year was kind of like the Ohio State Buckeyes losing to Michigan, and all it did was propel them on a championship run.
Fuel.
This was a good chance for her to look
family,
in the mirror, get back on that unicycle, and make the necessary adjustment.
Fall?
She's going to be all right.
By the way, did she fall at the Pacers game?
I don't know of any
I'm
other
not
Red
sure.
Panda falls. Did she fall again?
Yeah.
No.
Did
she break her
when she fell last year, was it in Indianapolis?
If it was Indianapolis, is she going back to the scene?
You know
she might be.
She might be.
This is her web redemption.
She might be getting back on that unicycle.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, she's got to cast away those Indy demons.
I'm telling you, bro, this is not going to end good.
This is about as bad as your Joey Chestnut take was.
No, this is not going to end good for
her. This is worse than the Cheesecake's take.
Yes, it is. This is like trying
Red
to see John Domingo play.
She's in her prime,
by
but
the
she's
way,
got plenty of good years left.
More people have come up to me about the Cheesecake, and they're siding with me on
they're lying
oh,
straight
are they?
To your
no,
face.
Yeah,
they're
not
nice
like,
in public.
Yes,
they
this?
Are. I was with
those are awful people, too, by the way.
I was
yeah,
with
those people do
you can find them out here.
I mean, you're right. And he was... Dutch goes, he goes, man, that's a terrible take about the Cheesecake. And then I explained it to him, and he goes, you might actually have a point.
Don't do that,
Dutch. Yeah. Dutch.
But what did he first say was a terrible take?
He's pandering you, bro.
I don't think he was.
You gave him a little love on the flat earth moon landing,
yeah.
And then he was like, all right, I'll give you a little love on the
my
Cheesecake.
Man drank,
I'll throw some back.
My man drank 150 shots and was telling me about the moon landing.
I know. I'll never forget it.
That was crazy. That was the night that Wolchuk thought he was Brian Bosworth doing Oklahoma drills.
They didn't want no piece
he
of me.
Did, Walchuk did Oklahoma drills with Jane Slater.
Sure did.
He tried to pick a fight with like a jiu-jitsu master.
Just standing up for the group.
Who
okay?
was
they
in
were annoying
shape.
Everybody.
And ate pizza.
And
off,
then he ate someone else's pizza, Rando's pizza, off their table after they had left because his impatience grew so large that he couldn't wait the 5 extra minutes for our fresh pizza.
Living life.
It's one
man.
Of the
that's,
all-time Wooly Bully nights that I'll
was,
never
that
forget.
That was like an MVP moment from the Rudder Room.
Yeah, yeah, that would,
rudder,
that'll go down in history.
Rudder,
like he should have a picture
room,
on the wall.
The Rudder Room will do things to you. Just don't normally.
I mean,
do.
I think we were out there for like 6 hours.
It was a bit of a marathon.
It was an all day.
Was that also
it
when we got
darty.
To chat with Zim?
It was a darty.
It might have been the same. It might have been the Zim
I don't,
day.
I mean, it was a darty into a nightcap. It was. It was an extravaganza.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm looking forward to it already.
Man, I'd love to relive that night over again.
Would you?
I liked it. I had fun.
We can overrate this offensive line. And oh, look at this secondary. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They're playing great.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't care what Ezeraku does in Oxnard next year.
Yeah.
It's not going to change. Anything,
yeah, we say that now, and then we're going to get to Oxnard and what's going to happen. But we can't help it.
Ezeraku's going for 15 sacks this year.
Holy crap, he looks awesome.
Move over Miles Garrett.
He's kicking Guyton's ass,
wow,
guys.
Wow, Fred Davis. Fred Davis is now in the building. He asked the question. I cannot wait to figure out why those guys were hanging out at the Star today just to fire off some Hail Mary questions.
They might not be invited back after the S-bombs.
As the season's been flushed down the drain, Fred and Blake are like, let's pop in there, ask a couple of questions.
Let's lob a couple of grenades in there and see what happens.
By the way, Monday Night Football, Colts will be wearing black helmets and all blue uniforms. Okay, so it'll be an interesting alternate look for the Colts tonight.
What's their losing streak now? They're on a.
Is it four? Or is it more than four?
Yeah,
they need a guy to bring a bag of spaghetti into the building tonight and change the course and
who's
change
the
narrative
guy for the Colts.
Who's going to be that fan?
Be a good win.
Yeah, they have lost 5 of 6. They've lost 4 in a row.
This will be a great win for the 49ers.
It's been a spiral.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Philip Rivers has something for him tonight.
Hey,
can you look at the
Philip Rivers prize picks and let us know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what the lines are. We'll guess them. Okay, me and Broadus will guess them.
You want to guess that spread?
No, I want to guess that player prop. All right, that's what I want to do.
My girlfriend just texted me, and she says she's all about the cheesecake thing.
There we go. Wait, she's on our side or your side?
My side.
Oh, is she really?
Thank you, Michelle.
Right, she's got to be.
Thank you, Michelle.
Michelle, you've got great taste outside of who you date.
That's pretty fair.
That's pretty on. All right, you hit the nail on the head.
Actually, that's the first thing in 4.5 hours you've said right
yes!
today.
Yes, I agree. I think I've been having a leaky show. All right. Passing yards. What do you think?
Passing yards, give me
217.
No way.
More or less.
No, I'm it's less than that. I'm going to say
two less than
it's
two.
It's going to be something half. It's going to be like a half.
176 and a half.
176 and a half?
Oh. 200 and a half.
It's 160 and a half.
Oh, wow.
God.
Wow.
I think the Moore's going to hit on this. What do you got? What did he have in his first game?
It was not.
Not anywhere close to 160?
No, 28? I think he had like a, what I want to say, like it was like 120.
We can look it up.
Yeah, he had 120.
Yeah, 120. Yeah.
So that's Seattle, though, man.
Can he get
man.
41 more yards?
Yeah, now he's at home. The Niners' defense is nothing crazy
he's
to deal
a
with.
Game under his belt.
Yeah.
41 more yards.
I think I might hit the more on
you
that. Let's go,
on
Phil. Monday Night Football, Phil.
Yeah, baby.
All right. DK Metcalf, by the way, it's going to cost him just under $300,000 per game. Okay, so I guess, however, I mean, who knows the way they structure the deal?
Well, every Tuesday, he gets a paycheck.
Right.
So he's 600,000. He's missing two games.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's going to miss just under 600,000.
Yeah. He's going to be just under 600,000.
But, I mean, when you look at the contract, he's kind of fortunate because he averages like $30 million a year. So from a game check standpoint, that kind of equates to just under $2 million per game. But the way they break it up might be a little bit different there. So
it's like 18 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess 17, right? Break it down to the 17 games.
I think you get paid in the bye, too.
All right. Well, lucky him.
I know somebody's listening right now that could probably text me and tell me that, probably.
You guys let us know.
Yeah. Maybe it is you get paid 17 weeks. I think that's what it is.
All right. Let's get to Johnny Manziel, and then we'll get to the moment we've all been waiting for.
Sorry, Ags.
All right. Actually, Omaha.
Omaha!
I do want to address the ball sack of the weekend.
Okay. Is this Trayvon Diggs?
No. Oh. No, even though that's right up there. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, he got hit with a pole.
Somebody had a breaking news. Jane Slater died.
Yes, I saw her post this yesterday.
This is
terrible. I mean, I'm seeing it everywhere ever since Lucius told us about that Cowboys side.
I had lunch with her. I went by and saw her at lunch.
Yeah, you got it confirmed. She is still
with
us. Are
you alive?
I walked up to her. I go, you okay? She looked at me, yes. Why? And I'm like, okay.
Somebody said you died.
Somebody said you died.
It's Facebook again, dude. Facebook is ridiculous.
Oh, man.
It's the all-time ball sack platform. And so they put up a graphic of Jane, and they said, breaking news, 1980 to 2025, Jane Slater has passed away. She says, I don't think so, but does this mean there's a glitch in the Matrix? I'm going to wrap myself in bubble wrap until New Year's Eve. So
that's the biggest lie.
She did respond. She did respond,
Hurricane
and she
Jane.
Is alive and well. So if anybody thought that post was real, confirmed, she's still with us. Okay, Johnny Manziel.
Lunch yesterday.
Johnny Football had to apologize because I thought I ball sacked everybody on Saturday when I'm sitting there watching game day getting set for Miami and Texas A&M.
All of a sudden,
they're teasing Alex Caruso as being their guest picker.
Did he say what happened? Gave us misinformation.
Yeah, and I go, wow, did I really drop the ball on this? I swear I saw that it was the Boz on Friday night and it was going to be Johnny Manziel at College Station on Saturday.
Which makes perfect sense.
Yes. And, of course, Johnny Manziel was in Miami at the Jake Paul fight, posting all over his Instagram, partying it up, having a good time, tagging different vodka sponsors and enjoying himself on Friday night. And then something happened.
He missed the plane.
And he was MIA. Home. Okay, so think about it. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, had himself a Miami night.
Yeah.
Still made it to be on all fours, howling like a dog, and then going belt to ass on a trash can with an Aggie jersey on it. But Johnny Manziel could not make his flight for whatever reason. Now he's got a long apology post, and he's saying the narrative is wrong, and the truth will come out, and whatever.
I mean,
did he get too hammered and just didn't make the flight?
Well, I think that's the assumption
that's an early call.
It's an early call, no question. You're going East Coast to Central Time.
Yeah,
you're up late for a fight, and who knows how long the after party went. And then you got to get up and make it to College game day by, like, whatever, probably like 9 in the morning.
Easterwood Airport at College Station is not that far from the campus. So if he's flying, you know, if they had a plane, they could have got him from.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure he would have been able to pull this off. Yeah. Unless, I mean, I don't know. Did something happen with the family?
I don't know.
He hasn't told us.
No, he hasn't told us. Like,
installing a television to pull him in the head.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. That's super believable. I mean, that could happen to anybody. All right, TAMU police report.
Yep, do
Get
it.
Excited? Last one of the year.
How bad?
Let's write them down.
Last one of the year.
I swear we need to get all the tweets and figure out the most drunk section at Kyle Field.
Well, I think we might know which section is the craziest, and I'll let you know what that is when we get to it, but we start chronologically. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
This is at 10:44 a.m. We haven't even kicked off yet. MIP, neat. Coors Light in back pocket. Citation issued, ejected. Like, what is... Okay, it's the minor thing.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, that's... I'm like, why can't you just have beers in your pocket, but when you're a minor... Oops. And it's like, are they just walking up to you randomly and saying, like, hey, I know you've already purchased your beer, but I can just randomly spot check you on your ID? Can that happen?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or is it like maybe they saw the guy saw the police, and so he started to try to hide his beer in his pocket, and that's what alerted them?
Yeah, something might have tipped him off.
Like, what is the tip-off here? Anyways, that's the first one. Then, next one, just 7 minutes later. Again, we have not kicked off. It's 10:51 in the morning, and we get another MIP. Section 100B, saw officer tried to hide a mango White Claw. Citation issued. The mango White Claw?
Yeah.
Pretty top tier.
Solid.
It's a good move. Next one, another MIP. Also in section 100B, saw officer and put down Strawberry Rita. Citation issued. Next one. We still haven't kicked off yet. It's 10:56 in the morning. Neat. Red Bull and Twisted Tea in pockets. Ejected. Now, again, this one doesn't say MIP. So what happened here? Why is this guy getting run up on? I think they would specify, like they have in the previous ones, MIP.
Did he sneak that in? Is that not sold in the stadium?
Okay, perhaps. Maybe. That's a fair theory.
Just trying to spitball here. We're spitballing ideas.
All right. Now, we still haven't quite kicked off, but we are at 11:01 a.m. MIP. Section 100B, once again, saw officer and dropped Busch Light beer. Citation issued. Wow, so he just went with the fumble technique. I'm going to look at the officer, and I'm going to fumble the beer. Inconspicuous? Not so much. Be better.
Yeah.
Got to have a better plan, especially it's like, you know. You're not walking into Kyle Field thinking like, hey, this is just a no-rules environment.
No.
Right? Like, you got to be buttoned up here. Yeah. You got to have a plan for some of these things. You don't just drop your beer and act like it's going to be fine. Total rookie mistake.
Oops.
All right, next one. 11:03 in the morning.
All right, we're
neat.
Game time.
Two Coors Light beers in front of overalls. Ejected. Again, why is that a problem? We haven't gotten any update on the MIP. We don't know the situation. But apparently, like, stuffing beverages into your pockets of any kind is going to alert them. Okay.
So 214 is telling us when you purchase a beer, they give you a wristband. So I guess maybe if you don't have said wristband, then they know this was not purchased here. You have brought this into the stadium.
Okay.
That might be the tell.
But again, still, like, let's TAMU police report. Let's go ahead and acknowledge that on there so that we're not asking questions.
And you know what? You want as ruckus of an environment as possible for this?
You would think.
Just let it go.
11:05 in the morning, approaching kickoff, MIP, neat. Once again, they like the neat thing. Like, oh, that's neat.
Neat. Mm.
Two Miller Lights in pockets, citation issued, ejected. Like, is the ejection not enough? Like, you have to give me the citation as well. You can't just kick me out. I probably spent a bunch of money here. It's going to ruin my day. This sucks. Yep. Is that not enough of a punishment? I didn't really cross any crazy lines.
No.
No altercations. All right, here we go. Next one. 11:12 in the morning. MIP, Section 100A. Saw officer, dropped beer, then started drinking water. Citation issued.
The water's going to help you.
A lot of beer fumblers, man. All right, next one. MIP, neat. Seven fireball shooters in pockets. Whoa. Citation issued.
Seven?
Ejected.
Nice.
See, I don't know if they're doing fireball in the stadium. That might be a telltale sign. I don't know.
Yeah.
Seven of them bad boys.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Next one, MIP alcohol and MIP tobacco. Two St. Arnold's lawnmowers, one Michelob Ultra, nicotine vape, and a pack of Marlboro 100s in pockets.
Woo.
Citations issued and ejected. Mm. This is the one, though. And if you were watching the McAfee cast, you heard them kind of talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Section 334, subject throwing eggs. Ejected.
Throwing
We're
eggs.
Sneaking eggs into the building and lobbing them grenade style onto the field. Is that what we're doing?
Mm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would you? I mean, yeah, that's like you do that as in a road environment. Like, I guess if a Miami fan did that, like you don't go into your own house and start egging things. It's embarrassing.
Ridiculous.
Next one, public intoxication. Section 331 responded to a subject who was sick, determined to be intoxicated. Arrested. See, that's what happens when it really crosses the line. Here,
yep.
You're not just having fun, but now you're puking everywhere.
Now you're arrested.
People are checking on you.
This
we think there's a health emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you arrested.
Mm.
All right. North Level 2 Concourse. Minor attempted to buy two Coors Lights using fake Georgia driver's license. Ejected.
Okay.
Tried to go out of state there.
No time.
Catch
no
him
citation.
Slipping. Yeah. Good call. No citation. And finally, public intoxication, section 122. Two intoxicated subjects released to sober friend, ejected. Okay, so those are just adults.
It's a good friend.
You're allowed to be boozing, but you couldn't handle it. Okay, you couldn't take it like a man. And that's going to be a problem. All right, there it is, your sports hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation on a Monday. Let's crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake, next to the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We've got Cooper Flagg playing tonight. He is available as the Mavs are about to tip off against New Orleans in New Orleans. He was listed as questionable this afternoon with a back contusion. Only missed one game this year. Clay's also going to play. He's got that left knee soreness, but Max Christie is out with an illness. So there's your update as we get you set for Mavs and the Murder Birds, as Brian likes to call them.
Call them the Murder Birds.
The Pelicans. But let's welcome in the Fan After Dark, the Fatties, Fred Blake. How you guys doing?
What's up, boys? And by the way, remember, we can no longer say, he's only 18. He turned 19 yesterday.
He's 19 now.
Turned 19 yesterday.
Wait, we need to stop. Blake, please give me three words to describe how you're feeling right now.
Elated, superb, and alive.
Thank you very much.
As long as he gets the elated in, then I feel like we're...
Yeah, we know we're good.
We're off
good.
And running.
Blake will always give you three words of how he's feeling.
The elated.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
Pissed off.
I'm pissed off. How was your visit at the Star? We heard the questions, and thanks a lot, Fred, because now we're probably going to get an FCC violation.
Why?
After the shot. You got Shoddy to drop a couple S's?
He did drop two S-bombs answering your question.
Three.
Oh, that's
three.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the kind of response I elicit out of people, guys. Okay? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Fatty. It doesn't matter if it's you guys.
Can you explain?
Or Brian Schottenheimer.
Can you explain the polka?
Yeah, what's
please?
The polka deal?
So,
great question.
The Schottenheimer polka, and it was around 1995 is when it happened. So, you know, bringing it full circle to the Chiefs news today, which really, in the grand scheme of things, isn't that big a news.
It's not a big
at
deal.
At least to me, it's not. I mean, are the Cowboys in Dallas?
No, we're not.
You know? I mean, let's be real.
They're in the state of Texas.
Well, thanks to Laura Miller, we're not.
I guess they were in Missouri. Now they're in Kansas.
Yeah,
that's
I mean, Kansas City. Still Kansas City. Like, that's the thing people don't realize. Like, it's still Kansas City. It's still KCK.
You worry about losing that home field advantage a little bit?
Hell no. People are still going to drive. We're going to play in a dome. Look, here's the thing. KC Mo, which is where it's at now, which is in a ragtag part of town, okay?
And did the Royals go with you on this, by the way?
No. And here's the thing. Kansas City, anybody, Missouri people that are, you know, feeling some type of way, like the mayor's over here complaining, the governor's complaining. All y'all had to do was say yes to a vote last April, and you would have been able to move the Chiefs and the Royals would have
That's
been able to do what they wanted
That's
to do.
That's what I thought.
But guess what, Missourians? You said no, and guess what? Kansas swooped in, and oh, by the way, a little behind-the-scenes action there, too, is that the Hunts own a bunch of land around that area as well.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Come on, let's you know, follow
that
the money. Follow the money,
bit.
Exactly. In fact, the area that they're building the training facility, they already have that land anyway. So, anyway, the Schottenheimer polka came out in, like, 95, 96. It was before, you know, the internet was a thing, and this guy created this thing called the Schottenheimer, and it was like a song that went, you know, viral in the Midwest. And it was called the Schottenheimer polka. And it was a polka, but it had Marty Schottenheimer's name in it.
You should have seen Brian's
face. Rendition?
What's that?
Did you give us a little?
It's like Schottenheimer polka, da, 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 and it ain't no joker, and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Now here's the other thing, and I might save it till now. Hopefully, if they beat the I almost said the Redskins. If they beat the Commanders on Sunday,
he did,
but he still did.
I'm going to ask him, do your players know that your dad was referenced in a Eminem song? And I'd be curious to know if even Brian knows if his dad has been referenced in an Eminem song.
In what way? Can we get the line?
Yeah, what's that one?
Well, I said it here on the air before.
You said it. I have heard you talk about
it. Yeah, I have talked about it before. And so something, what is it? Dirty Rotten Rhymer, cursing at your players worse than Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, here it is.
Here's the polka.
The baddest, that's no joker. No go fixing, not a thing if it's not broke. Rosenheimer, Rosenheimer, Schottenheimer.
Like in Germany.
There you go.
That's Lucius.
You always count on a Lucius being on the ball.
Wow. That's the Schottenheimer polka, huh?
OG. OG.
Other
he
than
knows
when Schottenheimer is doing a press conference dropping S-bombs. I totally missed him. I'm pretty sure the email is going to be coming.
Hey, that's on him.
Yeah.
Not
Cowboys, nice working
these
with you, Lucius.
Yeah. Cowboys can pay that bill.
That's it.
When you asked that question, Brian's face lit up. He was like, how does this guy
know?
Seriously.
That
I've never seen it in that press conference.
Is this a Chiefs fan?
Yeah. Because that, like I said, I mean, you figure that's a 30-year callback. Is what that is.
Yeah.
So, real ones. Real ones now.
Brian was in college then, huh? College, probably?
He would have just...
would be in Florida?
I think he would have been at KU. I think he would have been at KU run then.
Would he?
Because I want to say, what is he, like 53? So, he's what, 9 years older than me, and I graduated in 99? So, yeah, he probably would have been... I think he had just left KU and gone to Florida.
Okay.
Because he was at KU for 3 years, and then transferred, set out a year, and then...
So, he was a transfer portal guy.
He was a transfer portal guy, but you know he's an OG transfer guy because think about it. Back in the day, you had to sit out a year, before you know you could play again. So
Zach, were y'all still listening when Schottenheimer told Todd Archer he's glazing himself?
Oh yeah, we heard the whole thing.
Yes.
It was amazing.
He had a couple little crowd work, if you will.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. We loosened him up though.
Trying to keep it light and alive. Any big takeaways from the presser other than your questions?
Oh, I thought he made it very clear that they're going to continue trying to win. That they're not really going to be benching anybody. That the mentality stays the same throughout the process and the final 2 weeks, and trying to build that culture into next year. So overall, it kind of was the same answer in different forms and formats, but seems to be locked in and trying to build something over here. And I'm kind of surprised no one asked him about Diggs, because I think we already know. What is he going to say? We asked about Diggs, but the... You know.
Oh, if that... Well, yeah. It's out now, so what else are they supposed to do about it? You know, it is what it is, I guess.
I think we're just tired of it, you know?
More weeks, man.
Yeah.
And then something, he's either getting cut, because I don't see anybody trading for him.
Could you get any trade? Anything?
No, I don't think so.
Unless
Mike,
I know the most likely is getting cut, but I'm just
Mike has sweet talk Green Bay into giving him a sixth or something. I don't know, but I think most likely he's just getting.
Well, yeah, but even if you trade him though, aren't you taking on that? You're taking on that salary though too, aren't you?
Taking on, yeah.
Yeah. Well, unless the team works with him and they end up eating some of it, but
yeah. No, he's getting cut.
Yeah, he is.
Been real.
Things done. It's been fun.
Love the leather.
Heat look. Say what you want about Trayvon Diggs. Tell you what, his
fashion guru
wardrobe, one of one.
Styling.
What he lacks in you know
cover skills,
flexibility, and you know neatness, he makes up for. As me and Blake talked about, he has been in leather almost every time we've seen him in the locker room. Yes. So my man loves leather.
Interesting. What do you guys have coming up on the show?
For what it's worth. I said, don't be surprised if he shows up in assless chaps for the exit interview.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff we're here for. Okay.
That might explain.
Will Trayvon Diggs wear assless chaps in the exit interview?
I'm in on that. That might explain more how he got
the concussion. We won't see him because it won't be a home game. So maybe on Christmas.
Maybe when he's cleaning out the locker. Maybe when he's cleaning out the locker room.
Huh?
That would be
green trash bag day, huh?
I'm telling you. You never know what you're going to get on trash bag day. I've been to a couple of Houston Texans trash bag days.
You never know.
You know what? I've heard where you guys set up After Dark. Jalen Tolbert just calls us over.
I hate both of you.
Punches us both. On teabag day, man. It's going to be unbelievable.
Well, I would look, if Jalen Tolbert tackles Blake Elliott on trash bag day, don't be surprised.
I wouldn't mind it.
And I'm going to yell at World Star while it's happening.
Let's go. All right. Yeah. Fan After Dark coming up after the Cowboys Hour.
Yes.
That is coming up next.
Who's there?
Trent Sieg.
Trent Sieg, yep. Sieg. The long snapper coming up with Brad and Nicole. So
Slim Pickens,
that.
Huh?
And then we got Fan After Dark.
He's T-Dog. A snapper, for God's sake.
Yeah,
he's
a I like the long snapper. Thank you,
Brad.
Any other comments? Any other comments you want to make?
We're trying to get the hell out of here. Thank you so much to Eric, Brian, Lucius, crushing it as always. Shout out to Gavin Dawson.
Suck.
I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.